So today we celebrate Thanksgiving, but we're so far from America that what do we have to give thanks for, many of us ask. I think there are many things for us to give thanks for, even when we don't have everything goes right. Just like what the collect or the opening prayer today reminds us, that God's gift for us and His goodness for us is infinite and beyond our comprehension. I look back at my own life as an immigrant and as a person who really lived under the communists in Vietnam. I really never imagined myself being in America, and ultimately now at this moment in my life serving the military. That's God's goodness and His gift beyond my comprehension, and because His goodness is not just for me in a particular time and chapter of my life. His goodness is for to get me home, to get me home, to get me ultimately to my final destination, my eternal destination, to be with Him. And in a very special way for me as a Vietnamese, tomorrow, November 24th, we celebrate the Vietnamese martyrs. So many of my ancestors in the faith died for the faith. Many through gruesome death, being stomped by elephants, being dispatched into smaller parts, being skinned alive, and being torturous toward the end of their death. Horrible crimes were done to them because of their faith. Because the kings and everybody look at them as suspicious because they were following a religion of Westerners, a religion not of Eastern origin, a religion that could make them spies. They were tortured until the end. And my ancestors chose the faith because they believe. There are so many different estimates out there of how many people actually died for the faith in Vietnam. Some even up to the point of 300,000 people died for the faith, tortured for the faith. When we look at that in this modern world, we would say, why did these people have to endure all of that? Can we just live in peace with each other? Jesus said today in the gospel reading, peace is not always promised. Especially the utopian version of peace is not given to us. But peace comes from the good Lord. Knowing that even when we go through our ups and downs, our trials, our hardships, the things that really deter us and bring us down, His peace is still upon us. So what are we thankful for today? What are we grateful for today? Many people perhaps are not feeling so good right now because life is different than what they expected. But there are many things to be grateful for the gift of faith, for the gift of hope, for the gift of love, and for the gift that God had given to us day in and day out beyond our comprehension in His infinite goodness for us. So today, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, far from home, far from our loved ones, far from our support system, I ask you to take a moment to really think about what you and I are grateful for. And just said, Lord, things are perhaps not going the way I wanted, but I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for what you have given me. Help me to remain with you always.